Excuse me, sir. Do you have a minute? Yeah, if I could just discuss something briefly with you, sir. Thank you. As you know, I've been a part of the firm for a little over 5 years now, and I'm due for promotion as junior partner. Yeah, Jill is ahead of me by a few months, so she's due for the promotion as well. However, if you compare both of our performances, such as number of billable hours and cases won, I'm clearly more qualified and deserving of the promotion. Jill gets to work at 9 and goes home at 6. Granted, she's married and has a kid, but again, if you compare the two of us, you must know I get to the office at 7 and I leave at 9 every day. I love my job, sir. A bit too much, as my boyfriend would say. But I'm very dedicated to my cases. I believe that I deserve the recognition and benefits of becoming a junior partner. I understand there can only be one promotion this year because of the recession. I know that very well. But I don't see how I should be punished and looked over simply because Jill started working here 3 months earlier. I mean, if you must know, I was working with Justice Carrington at the time, and they asked for an extension, so I wasn't able to commit to the firm as soon as I would have liked. That is unfortunate and disappointing. I believe I'm an asset to the firm, and I've always done well at my job. You know what? A dozen other law firms would kill at the chance to hire me. I'm just simply stating fact. I graduated at the top of my class in law school. I clerked for a justice of the Supreme Court, and I've done a great job as associate at one of the top medium-sized law firms in the country. You would be very sorry to let me go. And now it looks like that's what's going to happen. I would have to do the right thing here and leave. That's all you plan on saying to me? Fuck, that's it? I slave away for 5 years for this office, and all I get is a lousy, "That's unfortunate," when I say I'm gonna leave. Sir, I am very disappointed and beyond pissed off, especially at you, acting like you know what's best for the firm, that you're some high and mighty figure of authority. What? Did Jill do something to get you on her side? Did she suck your dick? What, did she spread her legs for you during one of those late nights working on the Kingfisher case? That's not the sort of thing you're into, though, is it? Don't think that I don't know what you're up to on Tuesday nights. I have your attention now, don't I? On Tuesday nights, you go to the Scarlet Room. I know exactly what that place is. It's a kink club. And you go there to be tied up and whipped, like the dirty little boy that you are. Does it turn you on when I say that? I know all of your trigger words, sir. You like to be called a dirty little boy, a fuck toy, a filthy slut. Right now, when I say those words, I know that your cock is getting hard and that you feel the need for me to drag you across my knee and to hit you with your own belt. You want me to do that, you filthy little fuck toy? I can't hear you. I want you to beg. Beg for me to tie you up and spank you, to hit you with your belt, and to use you like the dirty little slut that you are. I know you've always been attracted to me, and I know that you know what kind of relationship I have with my pet, with the little hints that I've dropped here and there. Would you like to know what it's like to be with me, little boy? I know that your cock twitches to be touched right now, probably dripping pre-cum already. Yes, it is. So how hard and ready when I stroke it like this? Do you like my touch? Answer me. I know you do. Good boy. Such an obedient little boy. You want me to fuck you, don't you? You want me to let you come. Now, is that something that I should let you do? I don't know. Miss is not pleased with you. You are a horrible boss, and therefore a bad little boy. Oh, so you want to make me happy now? Well, this is what we call thinking with your cock now, isn't it? I don't know, little boy, if I can be content with that promise. I'll tell you what, we'll see in a week when that promotion goes through. You can make that happen, can't you? Then I'll see about fucking you. Are we understood? Good then. This makes me very happy. Let's hope that you can come through for me. Good night.